second half of the hour. Good Day Weekend with the health program that lots of people are talking about. They're on a lot of places around the country and around the world. Help yourself to the information that comes from and through Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Central Florida. 888-553-7536. One of the things, we have more medical news to get to during this hour, and some calls. Maybe we'll have time for some email as well. That's what we'll try for. Bringing you up to date on things that are important. Ken was talking a little bit about the Zika virus in the last hour of the program. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, had a conversation with Dr. Dora Ann Mills, and there are two or three bits of information here that I'd like you to have. Ken, I think, can explain a little bit more thoroughly after we listen to her. But this, to my mind anyway, Ken, at this point, is the most thorough explanation, if you will, or information that I've had, because I have said that I felt this was overdone, and I haven't really changed my mind to a certain extent, depending on where you are by the news media. But the first question that was asked of Dr. Mills was basically a focus on the virus itself and why it has now just begun to show up on our radar screen.
It's been known for a long time. The Zika virus has been known about for decades, but this association with impossible causation of microcephaly is very new in the last few months. There's increasing evidence that it's causing the microcephaly. We won't know definitively probably for a little bit, but the virus has been detected in mothers and babies who've had microcephaly. So there's increasing, detection of that. But the CDC is doing some case-controlled studies and other studies down, especially in Brazil, to find out more definitively whether that's it or not.
All right. So also the question was asked of Dr. Mills, Ken, what precautions everybody ought to be taking if you're going to be traveling to some of these areas that are reported to be areas of infestation and infectation.
If you're going to that area, I would check out the CDC's travel website. Put in the search engines U.S. CDC travel, and you'll get to their travel website. And type in the countries that you're going to be traveling to, and it'll let you know what precautions you should take. You should always do that anyway, whether you're traveling to Russia or to China or to South America or Puerto Rico or Costa Rica, whatever. You should do that anyway. But particularly with the Zika virus, you want to make sure that you're up to date on any kind of precautions you should take, as well as other infections. And primarily, it's taking precautions against getting bitten, but against mosquitoes.
All right, and the final thing.
The most recent update actually comes out of UCLA. It was published just this past Friday in the New England Journal of Medicine, actually just showing that the concerns are even greater. They're even more diffuse than just the microcephaly, and the link between this virus and the issues that are occurring during the development of the fetus are stronger than we even thought. So this comes right out of one of your favorite medical centers, UCLA, published in the New England Journal of Medicine just Friday.
All right. So short of not going there, how do we prevent this? How do we keep ourselves, how do we protect ourselves having sex with anybody who's been there? I guess is common sense.
This is really a concern of people who are pregnant or who want to get pregnant. In the rest of us, this is usually a very mild disease if it causes any concern. And most of us get bit by this and don't even know we have it. For the rest of us, those of us who are not thinking about getting pregnant, this is really not a big issue. But to the woman who is either pregnant or thinking about it, it's a huge issue. And if I was thinking about getting pregnant, I would not go to any of the world where this is a big issue yet, because I think it's a major concern.
So if you're concerned about this and you're going to get pregnant, then you wouldn't be going to the games in Brazil this
year.
I
would not recommend that.
No, you wouldn't be going to South America this year.
I think that's what the CDC is recommending. Yeah. You know, this is spreading in Latin America, the Caribbean, And, you know, in adults, it causes mild symptoms, if anything, you know, maybe not anything at all. But really, the woman thinking about getting pregnant or pregnant, this is a major issue right now.
All right. So here's an interesting byproduct of this conversation. This weekend, I'm attending a talk radio convention in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. My hotel room is on the bridge that goes from Fort Lauderdale City to Fort Lauderdale Island. Directly across, not 400 yards from me, is the port of Fort Lauderdale. And at the moment, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gigantic cruise liners, each of which carries at least 2,000 to 2,500 people. And every single one of these ships, when it leaves here later today, will carry these people to at least one, if not more, Caribbean islands. The people who are going on cruises need to be concerned about this, and you'd wonder whether the cruise lines are even talking about this or suggesting to people that they bring something that, you know, can you imagine what this would do to the cruise business? It's going to these places, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, Bermuda, the Bahamas. That's where these ships are going. And they're all, if I'm hearing you correctly, suspect areas for the Zika mosquito.
But again, unless you're thinking about getting pregnant or pregnant, it's not an issue.
Go ahead. Yeah, all right. And there's very few people going on these cruises that are under 50.
So, exactly.
Yeah, right. No, so I'm hoping that not too many women over the age of 50 are thinking about getting pregnant.
And then you want to make sure that if you are, you know, your partner shouldn't be somebody who has spent time in these areas.
Right. Okay. 888-553-7536. The latest, that's what you hear here, whatever the medical news, whatever the medical information, Ken has the latest, as he just demonstrated to you. Okay. Speaking of the latest, let's get Ken to talk about the latest information on Super Beats. There are professional athletics. Olympic athletes that swear by Super Beats. It improves their stamina, their endurance. People I know who work out, Meredith takes it every day before she goes to the gym. I know people on my staff, before they work out or even before we go on the air to get our energy up, we're on to the Super Beats. So why is this all a superior nutritional product for all of the right reasons, especially coming from a cardiologist, so this has got to have a connection to one's heart, and Ken's going to explain what that is.
For all of us adults who want to be healthy, you have to know about nitric oxide, and many people have never even heard about it because it was only discovered in the human body, amazingly, in 1988. I had already gotten out of medical school, so I didn't hear anything about this in medical school, and then this was such an important discovery. By 1998, it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology, and this is the third important gas in the body, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. It's carried by the red blood cells. It's released by the red blood cells. I like to call it the garage door opener because the vessels, the circulation in your body won't relax and open up to let the red blood cell in to deliver the oxygen unless nitric oxide is first sprayed to open it up. Nitric oxide not only works in the circulation, it works in the immune system, it works in the nervous system, it works from head to toe. So your body needs nitric oxide, and it needs to continuously manufacture nitric oxide. And as we get older, the main way that the body makes it starts to not work so well, and the alternative method gets much more important. And this second method requires a continuous nourishment supplying of what we call dietary nitrates, which you have to get from food, and it's often very difficult to eat enough of these dietary nitrates to get an adequate supply. So many people are deficient as they get past 40 in nitric oxide. I urge all my patients, I urge everybody to get one of these saliva tests and test yourself and find out whether you have adequate nitric oxide. If you don't, there's fortunately easy ways. You don't have to drink gallons of beet juice anymore, which you remember the athletes at the Summer Games in 2012, the Olympics Games, they were drinking these gallons of beet juice to get enough of nitric oxide. But fortunately now, there are ways to easily get it.
That stuff, that's beet juice. Ugh. I had some natural, just for the fun of it, I was in the natural food store the other day, and I got some beets, pickled the way they pickle them, and they were the most horribly taste. Oh, awful. I love pickled beets that are done in vinegar and whatever else the sort of normal way is of doing it, but this was sort of the all natural way of doing it, and the taste was awful. So, having said that, there's no awful taste here. Black cherry flavor if you want it. Regular Super Beets in the black cherry flavor. You want to give this a try right away. You want to call 800-655-4183. Get your blood pressure down. Maintain healthy blood pressure. That's why Ken likes it and advises his clients, his patients to get it. You get it, too, easily by dialing 800-655-4183. And by the way, there's a product called Neo 40 that goes along with this. That's the encapsulated version of a teaspoon of Super Beets, crystallized, put it in your mouth, dissolves instantly, is absorbed immediately into your body, gives you that charge without the caffeine, without the drinks that are horrible for your heart. My God, those things are terrible for your heart. This is nothing but good for your heart and your circulation. So get it while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
Maryland school students last year took a standardized assessment called PARC. The exam marked the first time the tests were aligned with what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with the former state tests. 2012 Teacher of the Year, Josh Parker.
Every teacher who took part in the research study came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong critical and analytical thinking skills. PARC also pulled back the curtain on a long unspoken truth. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will make sure that all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. While that day may be a lot closer than you think, with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Here we are, 23 at the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. You can join us at 888-553-7536. I've just been looking over a list of the ways people can find this program. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Cable Radio. You can find us on some of the great radio stations in our country, like up in Anchorage, KBYR, in Florence, Alabama, WBCF. Man, have I been on that station for a long time. Woof. Let's see. Who else have we got here? Lake Havasu, KNTR. Nice to have you on board. KUHL in Santa Maria, California. Let's see. Where else? Just for the heck of it. WWJB in Brooksville, Florida. Isn't that near you? That's somewhere near
you. Not too far.
LBE is near you. That's in
absolutely. Eastbury. Welcome, WLBE. Yeah.
WMAC in Macon, Georgia. KHNU in Kona, Hawaii. Burlington, Iowa is KBUR. Been on that station for quite a while as well. Let's see here. Lewiston, Idaho, KQZE. I thought it was KO. I think it's KOZE. Sometimes I can't read my own writing.
We're up
here
to 135 stations.
Yep, thank you for being there, and help yourself to Dr. Ken and his expertise. Get it. There are as many people listening, interestingly enough, as I look at the stats here, Garden City, Kansas High, KBUF, there are as many people listening on these other sources, the app. I've been at this radio conference I was telling you about, and the kinds of information that you're getting here and the kind of connections that people are making on what we would have called in the day a non-traditional ways of getting us, whether it's a CRN talk or whether it's TuneIn, a lot of people on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and iHeartRadio and iTunes, because all the iHeartRadio stations would put you automatically on the iHeart app anyway. But for those of you who can't hear us when we're on live, you can go to DougSteffen.com and just look at the archives and download it and listen to it that way. So plenty of ways for you to get the information and to be connected and to have the help. And if you can't listen to us when we're live on the air, send us a question. 888-553-7536 is how you get to us live. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. This is a very healthy, healing community that we have here on the air every weekend. A lot of discussion this week, Ken, about this new strain of lice being referred to by some doctors as super lice, and how many states find this to be a problem. This is I remember, I never had it, thank heavens, but I remember being sort of exposed to it when I was a kid. I didn't think there was still lice around, but apparently there are a heck of a lot of, there's really strong lice around.
Exactly, and if you like what you hear, you can just thank your local station for carrying us, and we're so glad we have all of our local affiliates with us. Just put in my 2 cents. But as Doug is talking about this super lice, it's actually hit 25 states. So most of you are probably affected by this. An outbreak of so-called super lice, it's forcing parents to deal with a bug that cannot be killed by most over-the-counter medications. As the problem has spread, Doug, parents are finding medicine that used to easily take care of this problem is now often useless. The states experience the population of drug-resistant lice. There's a long list. I probably won't even mention them all, but there's 25 of them where I am in Florida, where Doug is in Massachusetts, California, and the list goes on and on. But there's a new treatment. It's called Air Ali. It's been approved by the FDA, and it's been found to be more effective than medication. Heated air is used to dehydrate the lice in the eggs in a single treatment. The treatment costs about $170. The good news is it is covered by some insurance companies, but prevention is the best medicine here. Our children should be taught to avoid sharing combs, brushes, and hats. That's the best way to prevent all this havoc. If your child does come home with lice, the proven tactics of using a lice brush and picking through your child's hair still works. I've been there, done this. Also, vacuuming where hair has fallen, washing bedding in hot water, and putting clothing and stuffed animals in a hot dryer for at least 20 minutes is recommended. And again, the former over-the-counter drugs may not be effective. They're effective in some cases, but you really want to talk to your doctor about this, especially if you're in one of the 25 states where it's been identified.
All right. So there's some helpful information. All of this is aimed at helping you out, this sort of thing, this and the Zika virus, things like that, that seem kind of sometimes to many of us, they seem obscure or far off or it's not going to bother us. But more often than not, that may not be the case. There's also some new technology that could manipulate your fat production. This is for people losing weight. This is for everybody. What is this?
Exactly. Although I love reading about these breakthroughs, I rarely talk about the ones that are not yet ready for prime time, where you can actually add them to your lifestyle and improve immediately the quality of your life. But I think this one is so important and has some really hope to it, because you look around, the obesity epidemic is just horrible, and it's going to affect all of us as we get older, the health of this country. But this may, and I think we need to look at obesity in a whole new way to try and get a hold of this. And this may be some hope. This comes out of the FASEB journal this week.
All right,
week.
So let's hold it. Let's hold the thought. Let's get into it, because we want to not cut people short on getting all the information. So stand by. We'll finish the story in a few moments here, half past the hour, on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I know a lady who set up an interior design business and was doing quite well, her business growing quickly. But the established design industry didn't like the competition. Its lobbyists convinced the state legislature to pass a requirement that all designers had to be certified by their National Trade Association. That effectively meant nobody new could get into that business, at least not without paying expensive dues to a non-governmental organization. But this lady looked through the lens of liberty and realized such an abuse of state power amounted to a subsidy for some and a prohibition for others. She fought the law and defeated it, leaving her and other aspiring designers free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness as our founders intended. One dedicated citizen can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off woodlook tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Past the hour now. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Call us if you have a mind to. 888-553-7536. Sometimes we're inundated with calls. Sometimes we are inundated with information that we want to pass along to you. We have an interesting mix of information here and questions in this next half hour. One of the things Ken is doing is he's looking through the medical information this week, finding out what we all kind of know, the big money in drugs. UCLA was developing a certain drug for prostate cancer in their laboratory. In the laboratories there. So they perfected something, and now some drug company has paid them how much money for this drug?
This was the biggest deal ever of the sort at UCLA. They pocketed $520 million of the proceeds for its 43.9% ownership stake in the drug. And UCLA got part of the $1.14 billion in royalty rights that were paid by Royalty Pharma. It's a New York-based pharmaceutical investment company. To rights to the drug known as Xtandi, X-T-A-N-D-I. It's a prostate cancer drug. What it does is it blocks testosterone, the hormone in the body, from binding to the prostate cancer. Testosterone becomes a stimulant to prostate cancer, and the whole hope is that this will slow down the growth of the cancer.
All right. So what this tells you, and by the way, so you understand the process, what Ken told you is that basically This is a fund. This is not a drug company. This is an investment company that understands, and they only invest in medical and drug entities, medical procedures, drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a hedge fund that has money from all over the world, obviously billions and billions of dollars, and they only put their money into medical. And so they found, certainly I'm sure they've been working this, people who are in the advanced department at UCLA have been out shopping this, because that's part of what research centers do. They find things like this, and they go to a hedge fund or an investor, and the investor knows what's going to come back on this, so they give a piece of it to the university. This is pretty unusual, though, as Ken said, this kind of dough. The good medical schools that are doing a lot of research, this is what a lot of interns do. This is what post-grad thesis, I mean, there may be one person or a team of people, a small team of people that wrote their thesis on this, Ken. Maybe that's how this came about. It wouldn't surprise me if that was
UCLA patented the key chemical compound in 2005. They licensed it to Medivation in San Francisco. The company received FDA approval to market this drug as a prostate cancer medication in 2012 and reported a $1.9 billion in worldwide sales of the drug in 2015.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a lot of money in drugs. So what the hedge fund will do is go to another drug company and get them to buy into it. So
well, the hedge fund bought the rights to the drug and paid UCLA this huge lump sum because of their part ownership.
So what do they do with all that money? They'll use it to build up their staff, their faculty.
They'll fund research, hopefully.
And more research. Yep, more research because that's where it's done. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. We continue with your calls and comments in just a moment. All right, so we haven't got what we thought we had. Ken, I want to spend a minute with this. You were talking about the body fat production, that sort of thing, and I don't think we gave people as much information as we needed to, so let's finish that discussion so people understand what this technology is about and what fat production in the body is all about, you know, because there are, as you said, good fats and bad fats.
Well, and everyone knows, look around, go to Disney World, walk around and with people, and you'll see we have an obesity epidemic in this country. And I think we're going to need to look at this in a whole clever new way to get a hold of this. And as I was mentioning before, I love to read about breakthroughs, but I usually save them until there's practical information that you can add to your lifestyle quickly to make a benefit. But this one came out in FSEB. It's still percolating, but I think it's so important. It gives us hope to get some handle on this obesity epidemic in the next few years. It's recently been discovered that some fat cells are produced by stem cells in the bone marrow, and manipulating the cell, the type of fat cells they become could actually help in the treatment of obesity. Manipulating the type of fat cells in the body could also reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and gallbladder disease. This is a potentially new strategy to prevent and reverse fat-related chronic disease by controlling the production of different types of fat-storing cells. This is a whole new way of looking at the obesity epidemic and treating it.
Really? All right. So it is an epidemic. There's no question about that. And you wonder why. One of the things that the Good Day program has focused on the last couple of weeks is the DARC bill that's before the Senate. It was voted out of committee on Tuesday of this week. All the Republicans voted for it. Basically, it's a Monsanto bill to keep people from being informed about what they're buying in the grocery store, what kind of, whether the vegetables, GMO, non-GMO, the same fight that's been going on for a long time. Part of the reason that people are so upset with the government is because the government is so in cahoots, so obviously in cahoots with the big pharma, big ag, big everything. It warps, distorts, corrupts the whole process. It's outrageous what's going on. And so when we talk about people and their choices, you have a choice to make. You just need to know what the choices are, and you need to have as much information at your disposal. That's your right. That's your privilege. And so you make the decision. You can eat bad food. You can get fat. You can die early. But at least you're making a decision, a choice based on information that you have. And if you don't have that information, then it just isn't right. I choose not to want to do that. Ken chooses not want to do that. People who are mindful of their health and well-being don't make that choice. But whatever it is, at least you make a choice based on what you know. And you can't know anything if the government gets in league with all these bastards. And I don't apologize for that because that's what they are. They run these big companies, these big drug companies, the big government. It's all that's why Trump is getting. I'm getting off on a toot here, and I promise to stop in a minute. But the reason that Trump and Bernie Sanders are making so much headway is because of stuff like this. And it is. And people not knowing or getting bad information about drugs instead of natural ways of being able to deal with problems, all that stuff. And so I think that was I needed to add that as a postscript to Ken and his conversation about fat and fat production, and you know what you're doing, at least with the right information. So, having said that, 888-553-7536. Let's spend a minute talking about your hairline again, whether your hair is waving goodbye, whether you're holding on to it. If you're using cheap shampoos that are creamy white, or you're using dressing on your hair that's white, you don't want to, because that plugs up the pores on your head, which when the hair follicles come out, when your hair falls out, then your hair, the follicles underneath your scalp can't get back through again. You need to cleanse that stuff off. By the way, I found out this weekend, I used to think there were like 4,800 hairs on your head. You know, there are like 100,000? You probably do know that.
There are a lot.
More, yeah, on your head. All right, so how do we keep these from getting thin and going away?
So it's 2016, another new year, and it's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix is the answer. Provia, it's a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts to get the results you want safely and naturally. Here's Diana, one of our listeners from Kingsville, Maryland. Here's what she says. Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in, no nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, and I use it every other night before bed. It really works. Amazing stuff, she says. So best of all, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, Provia is safe on colored and treated hair. Results guaranteed or your money back. It's truly a no-brainer, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Pretty easy stuff. To have Provia work for you, call 800-543-5817. Matter of fact, when you mention Dr. Ken, you'll get two bottles of Provia. One's the regular, the other is the super concentrate, so you get fast, much more noticeable results. There's a volumizer in Provia, so the hair that's there left on your head will look thicker and better until the other stuff grows, the old hair comes back in again. 800-543-5817. It's nothing but good. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-543-5817.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, 45 past the hour, 15 before the new hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The focus on this blood pressure app. This is one of the best-selling, if not the best-selling, blood pressure app in the country. Apparently, Ken, according to what I saw this week, it's so inaccurate it gives false warnings 80% of the time. So this puts people's health at risk. How does a blood pressure app work? And why would it give inaccurate readings in the first place?
Well, any home monitoring, that is blood pressure monitoring outside the office device that's out there, I want to get it calibrated. That means bring in whatever unit you have for measuring your blood pressure to a doctor. Let the doctor or one member of his or her staff who know how to take blood pressure with their stethoscope, take your blood pressure with the arm, and then use the device that you're going to use outside the office and see how close they are, how accurate they are. We call this calibrating the monitor. You want to do this with whatever device you're going to use, and some are close and some are not. And if your device that you want to use to measure your blood pressure doesn't calibrate, don't use it. Garbage in, garbage out. You can be so helpful by doing blood pressure monitoring on your own outside the office, because who is in their happy place in the office? Not many. And mental stress and physical stress has such a huge effect on your blood pressure. You know, when you're using these home devices, do a little experiment on yourself. Jump out of bed, put it on, and check your blood pressure, and then wait every 5 minutes, recheck it, and you will see, especially that top number, go down, down, down. And what we want when we check your blood pressure, we want your baseline blood pressure. That's your lowest top number after you've rested 10, sometimes up to 15 minutes to get the mental stress and the physical effort out of your body so that you're at complete peace.
One of the things I forgot to ask you, when I had that procedure done on my back, they took my blood pressure and it was like 130 over 80.
Higher than normal.
Yeah, it is higher than normal. Normally, mine is about, 110 over 70?
Well,
you're
under
less.
Pain physically. You're under mental stress. Hey, my back's being operated on. What am I going to look like after this? So two important factors, and it could have even been higher. And I don't know what medication they gave you beforehand that might have affected your blood pressure, but most likely you're under pain physically and also the mental stress of not knowing where this was all heading.
Hmm. All right. So back to this blood pressure app. How do you have one that you like that you would recommend? I know we have blood pressure monitors that we've talked about over the years.
What I like right now, and then I'll tell you the future. What I like right now is an upper arm device that goes from the elbow to the shoulder. I'll give these companies. Should I give a couple of companies plugs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sponsors?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
The two that I like are either Omron or MicroLife, and those are the upper arm, not the wrist, the upper arm devices. You want them automated. You just press a button, and you want to calibrate them. You want to bring them into your doctor's office and make sure that they match what one gets with the stethoscope. But what's coming out, you know, there's an electronic show each January where all the new devices are displayed. This year, I love looking at the new technology. One of the devices that was shown this year is a device from Omron. It's a wrist blood pressure device, and it's a wristwatch, and it's a little bit of a bulky wristwatch, but it supposedly calibrates well, and it will act as a wristwatch, which will continuously monitor your blood pressure during the day if you want. And I'm excited to see whether this device actually works.
Mm-hmm. This device that doesn't work, apparently, it actually, you put your smartphone on your chest, and it's supposed to gauge blood pressure that way. That's why
doesn't
the
work.
App uses it. It doesn't work.
Correct.
Johns Hopkins says it doesn't work. They tested it on 85 people, and pretty much every one of them had inaccurate results.
Correct.
So don't use these apps.
And don't use anything that says it will measure blood pressure unless you calibrate it in the doctor's office, because you can be so helpful. I'm a big advocate of home monitoring, but you have to have an accurate device.
Yeah, and those are not that they're few and far between, but there are a lot of people that are taking advantage of the situation, taking advantage of you. Heart disease is the number one killer. So people are going to be going bananas trying to find any and every way they can to sell you something. I mean, look at the stuff that you get in the mail. Look at the promotional stuff you see online. If you are on, like, Newsmax, man, half of the stuff that comes from there are these BSing doctors that spend hours trying to lead you into buying their newsletter or buying some product that they have, some supplement, yada, yada, yada. And it's, you know, it's I'm guessing there may be a few good ones in there, but they're mostly there to sell you stuff. And not that we aren't in business to make some money, but that stuff is so blatant. It's so obvious. I mean,
where's the evidence? You want to make sure it's safe and effective and accurate.
Yeah. Okay, so we continue with accurate information in a matter of moments here. A couple of your emails coming up next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 51 past the hour.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4477 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4477.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
After the hour now, the Good Day Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Doug Steffen. Ken's got lots of licenses. I got none, but I have some practical experience that once in a while weighs in. Sometimes it weighs heavily on those people who hear it. Sometimes it doesn't. Ask Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Also get an appointment with him at Lake Cardiology. If you're going down to Florida and you want to pay through the nose to go to Disney, the disgraceful excuse they gave this week for upping their prices 20% just in time for spring break. What an outrage. Man, instead, save your money and go to over to Cape Kennedy. Spend a couple of days over there. You'll learn more, and actually the kids will have as much fun because there's so much to see over there. I've always found Disney to be annoying, and I find them even more annoying now. But that's not what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss your health and how you can look better and feel better. There's a product, you know, we were talking earlier about how some of this stuff is funded, how companies get the money to produce either homeopathic items or drugs or whatever it is. The people who are responsible for Genucel started in a small way and grew over the years. The technology that was used to come up with the Genucel, really pretty interesting because it was a compounding pharmacist who put it together. And those are pretty special people, Ken. Will you tell us the story?
Exactly. And those opinions about Disney or Doug's.
Yes, they are.
Not mine.
Right. Got it. Yep. Those are. I take full credit for my opinions and won't blame you, and you shouldn't get the blame for my opinions.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked my pharmacist friend George to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed. Instead, he mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream, and Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on that same philosophy he had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products are infused with antioxidants. They use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment. Genucel right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
Due to new technology, Genucel is incredibly powerful. It's a serum that's guaranteed to show results in 12 hours or your money back. You can see Genucel working the first night, and dramatic improvement takes as little as a couple of weeks. Call 800-822-6145 right now to order Genucel. It contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes. 800-822-6145. Brilliant results. Long-term results. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the dark circles. 800-822-6145. Call in the next couple of minutes, and they'll probably ask you if you'd like to have a bonus. And you can say, yeah, I'd like some Essatique face cream, please. 800-822-6145. Rob writes, what do you think, Dr. Ken, of the paleo diet?
I think the paleo diet is fine. I guess we're talking about
what is the paleo diet?
I guess we're talking more of about a vegetable-based diet. This is foods presumed to have been eaten by early humans.
The hunter-gatherers.
Right. And it's not exclusively vegetables. It's actually consisting chiefly of meat, fish, vegetables, and fruit, excluding dairy or grain products and processed foods. This is not a diet that I would eat. Some of it I like. I mean, I like excluding processed foods, but I think whole grains are very, very healthy. I think low-fat dairy products are very, very healthy. Doug being a dairy farmer would not really thrive on a paleo diet. But I think I am a big advocate of the combination of two diets, the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. The DASH diet, and that's what I eat. The DASH diet, I don't have high blood pressure, but it stands for the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. It's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. Let me do that again. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. That's the DASH diet. That's what I eat. I combine it with the Mediterranean diet, which allows me to add fish and chicken and turkey, olive oil to that diet. And a lot of the DASH diet also is included in the Mediterranean diet. The two of them combined are called the MIND diet.
All right, there you go. More helpful information and advice. Lots of it packed into every weekend's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for spending these hours with us.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Awards members get savings instantly in store. Offered out March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.